With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome into Sending In. A happy Tuesday. We got a great show for you guys. I'm your host, PJ Glasser, as always, presented by BetMGM. We're with you over the next 30 minutes here on Send It In. Send in all your questions, your comments, twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, whatever on your guys' mind. We're talking plenty of college football today. It's a Tuesday. We'll dive into some of the marquee games that we got coming up in week 4. Also, we'll dive into the glass ball. It's a Futures Tuesday. The Heisman Trophy race is really getting interesting. We got a lot of big-name quarterbacks who are in some big games this week. Also, some quarterbacks that are on a bye week. We will dive in to the Heisman market. We got Lucy Burge joining us in the middle of the show. And also, we will look at the first half of the Week 3 NFL slate before giving out our favorite plays for the day. Going to be a great show, as always. If you guys miss any of the show today, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. Go to the gridiron glass, and let's check in with our marquee games that we got coming up in Week 4 in college football. We're going to start on Friday night with a battle in the Big Ten. Number 24, Illinois, going up against number 22, Nebraska. Cornhuskers are favored by 9 in this game. The total is 43.5. Nebraska minus 350 on the money line. Illinois is plus 260. This line continues to climb, guys. I know when we had Kate Constable on yesterday, she was talking about this game as one of her favorite plays, like in Nebraska. It's now up to 9.5. If we get a 10 with Illinois, I'm going to take that price with the Illini. So for me right now, currently no bet. It would be Illinois or pass at 9.5. But if I get a 10, I'm going to pounce on the Illini. With a spread as big as this and then a total as low as 43.5, if you're going to give me all those points, I'm gladly going to take it. I know a lot of people like Nebraska right now. And yes, they did look impressive against Colorado, but they did a lot of that early on in the game. You watch like much of the second quarter, much of the second half, they really didn't do all that much against the Buffs. And this is still Nebraska, and they're not used to laying big numbers like this and having expectations like this. This is the perfect kind of game for Illinois to just muck it up, make it ugly. So I will take the Illini again if this gets to plus 10, which I think it will be, because I think we're going to continue to see Nebraska money. Illinois team total under, when that ends up dropping, might be a good bet as well. If you like Illinois, I think you got to like the under in this game. I don't know if they're going to be able to cover, you know, like a 28-21 kind of game against Nebraska. Probably going to have to be lower scoring. Another game with a big spread is going to be in the ACC when number 21 Clemson hosts NC State on Saturday. Dave Dorn and the Wolfpack announced that C.J. Bailey is going to start for them at quarterback over Grayson McCall. C.J. Bailey is a great athlete, so he gives NC State that running element against Clemson. Another game where I'm waiting to see if the line moves up to a key number, see if we get 21 with NC State. I don't think we're going to, but at 20.5, I would still take the Wolfpack in this game. Again, Clemson opened up the season against Georgia, got absolutely smacked, bounced back really nicely against Appalachian State. This will kind of be their first test since that Georgia game. I just don't know if I want to lay this many points with a Clemson team going up against a competent NC State defense. Tennessee lit up NC State, but Tennessee is going to do that to a lot of people. Clemson has nowhere near the quarterback as talented as Tennessee, or the playmakers on offense as good as the Volunteers does. The offensive scheme, it's just Tennessee's in a much different class than Clemson is on offense. So I don't know if Clemson's going to score enough points to cover this spread against NC State. I'll take the Wolfpack plus the points. Then we got a Big Ten showdown between USC and Michigan, because when I think Big Ten heavyweights, I think Southern Cal and Michigan going at it in Ann Arbor, with Michigan as 6-point home dogs and the total at 46.5. USC minus 250 on the money line. Michigan is plus 200. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. When we were previewing the Michigan-Texas game a couple weeks ago, something I didn't even consider but really jumped out to me when those two teams played was just the mismatch in coaching. In that game, you had Sark calling plays for Texas, Wink Martindale calling the defense for Michigan. And even though Michigan's got a lot of talent, the scheme, the technique, the coaching, it's just much different than it was under Harbaugh and Jesse Minter and what it is now under Wink Martindale. And now we got Lincoln Riley calling plays for USC, right? Another one of the great offensive minds, another one of the great play callers. When we were previewing USC in the offseason, we were talking about their win total, and we were looking at this game. I mean, what an advantage it is for USC to play Michigan in September and not get them in November, right? When you got a Southern Cal, when you got a team out in LA dealing with cold weather or snow or stuff like that, not going to be a problem when they travel to Ann Arbor on Saturday. So it would only be USC or pass for me minus 6. This is one of those games where I think Michigan could win it outright, wouldn't shock anybody, or USC could roll and it wouldn't shock anybody either. But I think USC minus 6 would probably be my lean in this game. I just think it's a coaching mismatch with Lincoln Riley going up against Wink Martindale. And again, USC now has the defense with D'Anton Lynn to go with it. Michigan has not showed the ability this year to be a consistent offense through the air. USC knows that Michigan's game plan in this one is to run the football, possess the ball, control the time of possession, and then force turnovers. USC's been really good on defense this year. They've been good at taking care of the football. I would lay the 6 with the Trojans at minus 6. Then we got a big matchup in the Big 12 between number 12 Utah and number 14 Oklahoma State. Utah minus 2.5. The total is 52. We've seen some line movement in this game. The line's telling you the Cam Rising's probably going to play. Oklahoma State opened up at 2.5. Now Utah is 2.5-point favorites. Going to see if we can get a 3 in this game. If we get a 3 out of Oklahoma State, it's going to be one of my favorite bets of the week. I don't think it gets that high, though. I think 2.5 maybe goes back down to 2. But I like Oklahoma State in this game. Mike Gundy, one of the best coaches in college football. When we get these spreads that are under a field goal, these coin flip type games, Gundy's usually one of the best of them. You guys know I was big on Utah State last week against Utah, so I got a good chance to watch the Utes in that game. Obviously, Cam Rising didn't play, but Utah's offense is still the same old Utah, right? They want to run the football. They got a great tight end in Kithy. Cam Rising gives them some mobility as well at quarterback, but because he's been injured so much in his career, maybe Cam Rising doesn't run as much as we're accustomed to him doing so. And Oklahoma State's been tested here the first couple weeks. They played South Dakota State, who's probably going to win the FCS again. They played Arkansas, a team out of the SEC. So the Pokes have gotten their challenges from people. They got one of the best backs in Ollie Gordon. I like Oklahoma State in that matchup. And then the game of the week in Norman, Oklahoma, number 6 Tennessee at number 15 OU. Vols favored by 7.5. The total is 57.5. I'm not going to play this game. It feels like the number should be under 7, but Tennessee just looks so good right now. I don't think I've lost more money betting against a team in college football than I have on Tennessee the last couple years. They are a terrifying team to bet against. I do it a lot, and it usually doesn't work out well for me. So I'm done betting against Tennessee here for the foreseeable future. It does feel like the number's too high, right? I mean, there's so much love for the Vols right now in the market. People are down on Oklahoma. Sooners defense looks good, but their offense is a concern right now, and it's kind of like NC State. State. You know, like NC State's got a pretty good defense, but their offense wasn't able to hang with Tennessee. I think Oklahoma's got a better offense than NC State, even being at home. I don't know if they're going to have the firepower to hang with Tennessee. So that game is a pass for me. But look, if this thing just keeps climbing and keeps climbing, which I think it could possibly do because a lot of Tennessee love right now, might get a better number on Oklahoma. All right, let's talk some Heisman Trophy winner now here on Send It In as we look into our glass ball. Love watching the Heisman market kind of fluctuate throughout each week in college football. Cam Ward right now is going to be your favorite at plus 450 to win the Heisman Trophy. Jackson Dart at Ole Miss and Jalen Milroe plus 700 behind him. Then you got Nico out in Tennessee plus 800. Dylan Gabriel for Oregon's 9-1. Carson Beck is 11-1. And then how about Arch Manning is now 16-1 for Texas, followed by Will Howard at Ohio State and Miller Moss at UNC at 20-1. So there are a couple things that jump out about the Heisman Trophy right now. Cam Ward is your favorite at plus 450 with Miami. If you miss the boat on Cam Ward by now, I would not buy in at plus 450. Mario Cristobal, Miami's head coach, has a knack for losing a game or two every season that he shouldn't. And with the ACC not being nearly as good as the SEC in college football, Cam Ward really can't afford to trip up against a bad opponent, right? If he trips up against Clemson in the ACC championship game, or maybe a tough ACC game on the road, they got Virginia Tech on the road coming up in a couple weeks, maybe that's a game that they can afford to lose. But history tells us that Cristobal is going to lose a game as like a two-touchdown favorite. And if Cam Ward drops one of those games, it might be tough for him to win the award. At Miami's schedule compared to some of these other quarterbacks that he's going to be battling with to win the award, unless his numbers are just totally eye-popping, going to be tough for him to take it. So I wouldn't take Cam Ward right now. Jackson Dart at plus 700. Ole Miss's schedule right now kind of reminds me of what USC's was last year, where the first 5-6 weeks of the season, Caleb Williams just padded his stats. Jackson Dart's going to do the same thing with Ole Miss. Now, Ole Miss's schedule isn't as tough as some of the other SEC teams, but they do have Georgia coming up towards the end of their schedule. They got a tough game against Missouri as well, so some tricky games. Texas A&M in there also. Don't like the price right now on Jackson Dart at plus 700 because, yes, he's got incredible stats, but they're really not playing anybody. Guy that I would look at right now is Jalen Milroe at plus 700 for Bama because Bama's on a bye week this week, okay? And you got Nico at plus 800 for Tennessee playing in one of the marquee games in the week in Tennessee and Oklahoma. Let's say that Nico goes crazy and Tennessee blows out Oklahoma. Nico might be the favorite heading into week 5 of college football. And because Jalen Milroe's on a bye week right now, nobody's going to be talking about Alabama, right? He's going to be out of the spotlight for a week. Well, Bama's next game is coming up against Georgia on the 28th in 2 weeks. And if you get in a ticket before Milroe plays Georgia, I think that's a good buy-in spot on Jalen, because I really think Alabama's going to win that game against Georgia, and I think that's what the Heisman Trophy is going to come down to. If you look at all the favorites right now at BetMGM to win the Heisman Trophy, all of those top quarterbacks pretty much play Georgia this season outside of Cam Ward. Jackson Dart and Ole Miss play Georgia. Jalen Milroe and Bama. Tennessee and Nico. Carson Beck obviously is the quarterback of Georgia. I think that's what's going to determine the Heisman Trophy. Does Carson Beck and Georgia, do they run the table and go 11-1 and look dominant? Or does Bama, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Texas, Arch Manning and Quinn Ewers, does one of those teams knock them off? I think that's what the Heisman is going to come down to, and I think that's what makes it really interesting. Dylan Gabriel was the preseason favorite. He's now plus 900. Oregon just doesn't look as good as we thought they would. And for a guy who's the preseason favorite, when your team isn't as dominant as we all perceive them to be, I think that really hurts you in this award. Miller Moss at USC would be the one guy maybe I would consider as a long shot at 20-1, just because obviously of Lincoln Riley's track record with Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts finishing as a runner-up, and his offenses and how they accumulate stats, and USC looking like they're a big surprise this season. If USC goes to the college football playoff, if they win double-digit games, Miller Moss could potentially be in New York and win the award. But for me, right now, Jalen Milroe would be the play. I think Nico's in the conversation. Jackson Dart, it's really just going to come down to which team that you like to beat Georgia. If you like Texas, Bama, Ole Miss, or you think Georgia runs the table, I'd probably take one of those quarterbacks to win the Heisman Trophy. All right, let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us here on Sendin' It. Been a while since we've caught up with Lucy. Excited to get her thoughts on some baseball, some NFL as well. Lucy, before we get your thoughts, what is the BetQL model like for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play from the BetQL model today. Mets money line against the Nationals. The Mets have won three of their last five, including yesterday, against the Nationals. And big drip, Tyler McGill will be on the mound for the Mets today, and he threw six scoreless innings in his last start with nine strikeouts, and the Mets have won their last three games with McGill pitching. So the BetQL model loves the Mets on the money line as a five-star play today.
All right, very good, Lucy. I like it. What are your best bets for today? What do you like?
Yes, I will start with a Lucy long ball. It is Kyle Schwarber to hit a home run. He has two home runs in his last six games, three in his last nine, and 35 in total this season. He's batting 400 against Frankie Montas with two home runs, and Frankie Montas has also allowed two home runs over his last three starts. So that is my Lucy long ball for the day, is Kyle Schwarber, and then Jorge Soler over 1.5 total bases. He has hit this over in five of his last six games with one home run in his last four. He also has a home run already against Brandon Williamson, who has allowed two home runs over his last three starts this year. And he has, so Jorge Soler has gone over 1.5 total bases against him. I could even see taking Jorge Soler to hit a home run, though I waffled back and forth. But over 1.5 total bases is where I landed with Jorge Soler. But either one, I feel like I might even just add home run because it's pretty tempting. But Bobby Witt Jr. also over 1.5 total bases for today. He's gone over this in two of his last three and in three of his last five with two home runs in his last three games. And against Casey Mize, he's batting 500 with a home run and two singles. And Casey Mize also allowed four home runs and 17 hits over his last three starts. So I think Bobby Witt Jr. is catching him at a good time and can go over 1.5 total bases.
All right, very good. A lot of good stuff there with some of the player props. Lucy loving her total bases. Lucy, let's talk about the NL wild card because it's very interesting. We got three teams battling for two spots. We got the D-backs, the Mets, and the Braves. Which two of those teams do you think are going to be in the postseason?
Yeah, I would say surprisingly, but I don't know if it's that surprising at this point. Diamondbacks and Mets. I'm worried about the Braves. They have lost their last two and three of their last five. They're trending in a direction that I am not shocked. I'm shocked. I thought the Braves would be better this season, but I think the Mets and Diamondbacks are both heading in the right direction. The Mets have won three of their last five. They have 82 wins, just like the Braves do. They have Grimace back on their side. The power of Grimace, they have incorporated into the geography of the stadium with the purple seat, which hopefully brings them luck. And the Diamondbacks have won four of their last seven. So trending in the right direction for both of those teams. I would count out the Braves when it comes to these three teams for making the playoffs.
Which is crazy to say and crazy to think about before the season started, right? But with all the injuries, Lucy, I would agree with you. I think the Braves are going to be the team that is left out of the NL wildcard race. What about in the National Football League? Week three is upon us, Lucy. Any bets that stick out to you here on this Tuesday afternoon?
Yes, PJ, Panthers +5.5. As soon as these lines came out on Sunday night on Back to the Futures, we were discussing this and we came back from break and we were talking about it. And I thought, you know what? It was at the time, it was Panthers +7. But even without the quarterback news, I thought I'm going to take them to cover because the underdogs have been hitting and it has not been going well for me. So I am going to go against, you look at this and you think there's no way the Panthers can cover, but it's against the Raiders and my gut instinct says Raiders. So I'm going against my gut instinct because that has failed me many times so far this football season. But Panthers stuck out to me and this spread, even at 5.5, I like this very much. But if you got it at +7, I love that for you. So I think Panthers will cover this week.
You know, Lucy, I bet the Panthers the first 2 weeks. I told myself I would not do that to myself again. But because Andy Dalton is starting at quarterback, it's made things a little interesting.
You have a
we'll
chance.
See.
PJ,
we'll
do it,
see,
do it.
Lucy.
You have a chance.
You mentioned how the favorites have been struggling the first 2 weeks of the NFL, and a ton of people are out of their survivor pools. So, you know, it might look like on the surface, like, oh, it'd be easy to take the Bengals against the Commanders this week, or it'd be easy to take the Browns against the Giants. There probably will be some people out there to take the Raiders against the Panthers. Lucy, who would your survivor play be this week in the NFL?
Yes, so I am in a survivor with the Daily Tip, which they very kindly asked me to do it again this year, and they might be regretting it, or maybe they're not, because I first week took the Bengals, and last week took the Ravens. So this week, I need a win, and so do the Detroit Lions. So I'm saving the Lions, but I'm going with the Lions over the Cardinals to win. They can't start the season 1-2. They're going to win the Super Bowl. That's not going to happen. So Lions is my pick for this week.
Absolutely love it. All right, make sure you guys check out Bet Slips and Bat Flips coming up 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Lucy Burge, Jake Hassan, they got you covered with everything in Major League Baseball. Lucy, always great talking to you, and let's go Panthers. Hopefully they can cover the spread.
Let's go Panthers, PJ. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, before we get into some of the games in Week 3 in the NFL, our guy B Mills, a couple of great questions here in the chat. PJ, watching the line movement on Utah-Oklahoma State seems interesting. Utah's favorite on the road, might have to roll with the Utes because of that. See, B Mills, I think it's just too much of a correction. Do we feel like Cam Rising should make Utah go from a 2.5-point dog to a 2.5-point favorite when he's probably not still fully healthy? Cam Rising was fully healthy. I think he's probably 4.5-5 points to the line. I would agree with that, but I don't buy that he's fully healthy. Cam Rising, what makes him good is when he's mobile and he's running around. I don't think he's going to do that. Oklahoma State's a really tough place to play. So, look, if you got Utah +2.5, you got him at a pick 'em, obviously a great price. Now it feels like you kind of missed the boat if you're laying the 2.5 with them in that game. Also, B Mills, you want to tease Tennessee with someone this week. Any ideas? I would go with the Cleveland Browns, or I would go with the Cincinnati Bengals in the NFL, right? This is what the Bengals do. They start 0-2. It's the third straight year that they've done it. They got the Commanders at home. I think they win that game, so you can tease them with them. Or the Cleveland Browns. I just can't see Daniel Jones and the Giants going into Cleveland and winning that game against the Browns. That Browns defense finally looked like that Browns defense we saw much of last year against the Jags on Sunday, and against Daniel Jones. I just think that's going to be a terrible matchup for the Giants. So Browns or Bengals, B Mills, to go with Tennessee. I think it's a good teaser. You also say don't throw your money away on Arch Manning to win the Heisman. I completely agree. Would not bet Arch to win the Heisman as well. If you guys have any questions like B Mills, send them in to us, twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. We'll try and answer as many questions as we can. As for the NFL Week 3 slate, the Jets are favored by 6.5 against the Patriots on Thursday Night Football with a total of 37.5. It looks like a lot of us were way wrong on the Patriots this season. Easily could be 2-0 right now. Have been extremely competitive, obviously, in both of their first two games. And now the Jets find themselves in a very unfamiliar situation where they're favorites, let alone 6.5-point favorites against the Patriots. The Jets have struggled against the run this year. And if there's one thing the Patriots have done well in the first 2 weeks, it is run the football. This is obviously a divisional game on a short week. Usually these divisional Thursday night games, you just bet the under at 37.5. That's the way I would probably lean. If this gets to 7, probably would have a bet on New England as well. But I'm going to end up passing. Under would be the lean. And if we get to the Patriots +7, that would be my lean as well. As for the Sunday games, Giants and Browns, we were just talking about it. I like the Browns in a teaser. Think they're going to win the game. Bet them on the money line. I also would probably lay the 6.5 with them as well against the Giants. I just don't know how the Giants muster up enough offense against Cleveland. If they were only able to score 18 points against the Commanders last week, and I know Graham Gano was hurt, so they could have hit some field goals. They could have gotten into 20s, all that kind of stuff. But against that Washington secondary, they should have scored more points, and they just weren't able to do it. And Washington offensively was really able to possess the ball a ton and keep the Giants off the field. I think the Browns will have the same same game plan. Run the football, make it easy for Deshaun Watson, lean on your defense at home. Giants team total under is probably going to be my favorite play in this game, especially if it's like 16.5, somewhere in that range. But I would lean towards laying the 6.5 with the Browns as well. Titans are home against the Packers. Tennessee favored by 2.5. The total is 36.5 in this game. I like Tennessee a lot on the money line to win this game. Titans are a team that very easily could be 2-0 this season, right? Obviously, the week one loss to the Bears was crazy. And then last week against the Jets, I mean, they were tied in that game in the fourth quarter. Will Levis with another boneheaded mistake. Last week was the week to bet the Packers. First game for Malik Willis. He's at home. Matt LaFleur could do all these creative things. They got up on Indianapolis, and their defense was able to hold down the Colts. I don't think this week that they're going to be able to do that. Tennessee's been a pretty good team this season. Their defense, I really, really like. I think they're going to force Malik Willis into some turnovers this week. So I like Tennessee on the money line at minus 150. Bears are in Indianapolis this week, taking on the Colts. Would probably lean towards the Colts as well. I think this is a good teaser play to take the Bears this week, +7.5, just because you expect this game to be a lot like the Colts and Packers game was. Low scoring, ugly. Obviously, that Bears offensive line is not very good. Caleb Williams is still trying to figure himself out in the NFL. And Anthony Richardson, it looks like he's just kind of going to be up and down this season. The Bears have a very good defense. So Bears in a teaser, +7.5, probably a good leg. If I had to pick the game, probably go with the Colts on the money line at minus 125. I'll take the Houston Texans on the money line as well against the Minnesota Vikings. A couple of 2-0 teams. Even though the Texans are 2-0, they're 0-2 against the spread. I just think this is another game that's going to be really close. I like the Texans to win it and find a way. A lot of love for Sam Darnold this week after what he was able to do against the 49ers, how he's looked in the first 2 weeks of the season. Houston's coming off a nice win on primetime. Go back on the road. I think they get things rolling. I like them to win this game against Minnesota, so I'll take Houston at minus 145. Eagles on the road to take on the Saints at -1.5. This turned out to be a bet that I really, really like because of what's transpired between these two teams in week two. So New Orleans is obviously the talk of the league right now, right? What Derek Carr is doing, Derek Carr has played 15 offensive possessions this season, and the Saints have scored all 15 of those possessions. Think about that. Derek Carr, not Aaron Rodgers, not Peyton Manning, not Tom Brady, not Patrick Mahomes. Derek Carr and the New Orleans Saints are a juggernaut right now on offense, and they're putting points up on every possession. Everybody loves them, and now here comes Philadelphia. And all the talk shows this morning are talking about that decision to throw the ball on third down. How could the Eagles possibly lose that game? A.J. Brown's going to be out again for Philadelphia. Guys, I talked about this yesterday. I blind bet these spots in the NFL. When I get a team that was favored the previous week at home and they lose outright and then they're underdogs the next week, I always take that team. It was 3-0 for us last week. Atlanta, who lost to the Steelers outright, bounced back against Philly. Cincinnati lost outright to New England, bounced back against the Chiefs. And then the Browns lost outright to Dallas. They bounced back against Jacksonville. We take the Eagles this week against the Saints. I think they win that game. Chargers and Steelers in Pittsburgh. Give me the Steelers minus 125 against LA. Again, I think this is going to be another low-scoring, ugly game. Chargers in a teaser is another really good look. Both of these teams kind of want to play the same way. They want to run the football, play good defense, possess the clock, don't make mistakes, and win a close game at the end. I just trust the Steelers and Mike Tomlin a little bit more at this point to find a way to win one of those ugly, low-scoring games. I'll take the Steelers, minus 125 on the money line. And then I really like Denver, +7 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Doesn't it just feel like a good letdown spot for the Bucs after that great road win in Detroit? Emotional win, get revenge for that playoff loss last season. Everybody's talking about Baker and the Bucs and how great they look. And here come the 0-2 Denver Broncos with their rookie quarterback and Bo Nix. Broncos got a good, they got a good defense. They got a great corner in Patrick Surtain who'll be able to take away Mike Evans. I think Baker could struggle a little bit in this game. Now the fact that we're getting a 7 with Denver, I like the Broncos. And as we know, these big underdogs have been doing very, very well in the NFL. We'll take Denver +7 against the Buccaneers. All right, guys. Some words from our friends at BetMGM. We've all had our first touchdown bet vultured and called back before. I had Saquon Barkley yesterday. Didn't work out for me, unfortunately. But thanks to BetMGM's Pro Football Second Chance, we're giving you a second chance on first touchdown bets this season. You can place any first touchdown score wager. And if your player doesn't score first but scores second, you get your entire stake back in cash, no opt-in required. How does it work? You place a pregame straight first touchdown wager bet in any NFL game. If your player scores the first touchdown in the game, you win your wager as normal. If your player scores the second touchdown in the game, you'll get your stake back in cash. Only straight bets apply to second chance. Any wager using a bonus bet, or other reward token is ineligible for the campaign. All right, guys, let's wrap the show here. PJ's plays on Send It In. Our guy in Going Streaking today. Lucy talked about him. Bobby Witt Jr. has been incredible this year for the Royals. He's batting .332. He's going up against Casey Mize for the Tigers today, who he's got great history against, 4-for-8 in his career. Keeping it easy and simple today, going with Bobby Witt Jr. to get us a base hit. Our prop block today is going to be Alejandro Kirk of the Toronto Blue Jays, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -105. 10-game hit streak for Kirk right now, and he's going up against Nathan Eovaldi of the Texas Rangers, who he's 5-for-8 against in his career. Kirk's hitting the ball really well, and he's got great history against Eovaldi. Dog of the day is going to be the Denver Broncos, who I talked about, +7 against the Bucks. That emotional win for Tampa against Detroit. Flip the page, come back home. Got to play an 0-2 team. I like Denver to keep that game close. And then my best bet, I'm fading my Orioles tonight. Give me the Giants -115 on the money line against the O's. Blake Snell going for San Francisco against Albert Suarez for the Orioles. I mean, Albert's been pitching great, but the Giants, in my opinion, should be much bigger favorites than this. So I'll take San Francisco -115. Once again, our favorite plays of the day. Bobby Witt Jr. is our pick in Going Streaking. Alejandro Kirk, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs, -105. Broncos +7 is my dog of the day. Giants on the money line, -115 against the Orioles, is going to be my best bet. Thanks again to Lucy Burge for joining us. Appreciate you guys tuning in, sending in your questions. Jenny Carlson joins us tomorrow to preview Oklahoma-Tennessee. If you missed any part of the show, check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts. See you guys tomorrow.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.